Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Simply by chanting and hearing of the transcendental name, form, etc. of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one can achieve the cessation of ultimate, unlimited, miserable conditions. Therefore, what to speak of those who have attained attraction for serving the flavor of the dust of the Lord's lotus feet. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Two different methods for controlling the material senses are recommended in the Vedic scriptural wisdom. One of them is the process of jnana, or the path of philosophical understanding of the Supreme Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The other is that of direct engagement in the transcendental loving devotional service of the Lord. Of these two most popular methods, the path of devotional service is recommended here as the best, because one on the path of devotional service does not have to wait for the attainment of the fruitive results of pious activities or for the results of knowledge. The two stages of executing devotional service are, first, the stage of practicing devotional service with our present senses under the regulations of the recognized scriptures, and second, attaining sincere attachment for serving the particles of the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. The first stage is called sadhana bhakti, or devotional service for the neophyte, which is rendered under the direction of a pure devotee. And the second stage is called raga bhakti, in which the mature devotee automatically takes to the various services of the Lord out of sincere attachment. The great sage Maitreya now gives the final answer to all the questions of Vidura. Devotional service to the Lord is the ultimate means to mitigate all the miserable conditions of material existence. The path of knowledge or that of mystic gymnastics may be adopted as a means for the purpose, but unless mixed with bhakti or devotional service, they are unable to avoid the desired results. By practicing sadhana bhakti, one may gradually rise to the point of raga bhakti, and by performing raga bhakti in loving transcendental service, one can even control the Supreme Powerful Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padai Krishna Prishtai Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhuve Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhu, give me your blessings that I can say something. I feel very unqualified in front of exalted devotees, but I hope to say something which could be meaningful. Hare Krishna. And this chapter is about inquiry from Vidura to Maitreya Rishi, Vidura to, and the whole Bhagavatam is about questions and answers, but in this particular chapter it's all talking about the devotional service and how one can overcome the senses and our miserable condition. From 12 to 14, Maitreya Rishi gives the solution to our questions, why we are miserable. Is anybody in this whole world can say, I'm not miserable? My condition is not miserable, not I am miserable, we are miserable, but our condition. If somebody might have everything they need, name, fame, education, everything is well situated. But one miserable condition is birth, death, old age and disease, from which nobody is spared. So we are in a miserable condition in this material world. And the great saintly personalities are asking the questions that why jiva are in this miserable condition. And here Maitreya Rishi is giving all the answers in this last, he's giving the solution how to come out of it. And but why are we miserable? We are in this condition? It's because of the misidentification and uncontrolled senses. When our senses are not in control or not trained properly, then the jiva is in miserable condition and in miserable mind, both. And what are these miseries actually? These miseries are three: Adi Devi, Adi Bhautik, and Adi Atma. Once caused by the natural disaster, which we see these days, isn't it? The hurricane, the flood, the famine, the forest fire. This is not caused by a human, it comes from the nature. And Adi Devi is caused by the nature, and Adi Bhautik is caused by jiva, other living entities. How many times we have been subjected to this type of misery, if not by human, the animals, the insects. Other jiva is always causing some sort of grief in jiva's life. And the third one is quite interesting. It's Adiatma, caused by self. We create our own misery within our mind. And this misery is cause for wanting more, envy, not satisfied in whatever we have. And this can cause mental illness, because when we are not satisfied from within, then the mind becomes our enemy. And because of the mind not stabilized, in today's current days, we see the mental illness is really, really taking a leap. And jiva goes through this miserable condition of life after life after life. Because without the control of the senses, one cannot focus the mind on the Lord or anything. And the only way to control our mind, our senses, in this yuga, in Kali Yuga, is only one. There's only one pill. Only one pill is there. There is no other pill. When we are in pain, we take paracetamol, right? We take all sorts of medication. But when our senses are not in control, there is one pill that Srila Prabhupada has given, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it confirms that Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashtaiva, Nashtaiva, Nashtaiva Gatiranyat. So by taking this pill, we can overcome the madness of these senses that we have. And Vedas give two methods to come out of this miserable condition. One is Gyanmag and other is bhakti marg. But Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita that bhakti, Krishna gives karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, all sorts of yogas, isn't it? And in today's day, when people talk about yoga, it's mainly on physical. They go, I go for my yoga classes, and Srila Prabhupada says it's merely gymnastics, nothing much. If the mind is not in control, what's the point of going to these yoga classes? This is for the bodily needs, physical need. But Krishna says out of all these yoga, bhakti yoga is the top. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita it's wrapped, it's between, in between, it's hidden. And for jnana marg, Mayavadis believe, and Srila Prabhupada says that jnanis rarely believe in the form of the Supreme Lord. And they believe that Brahma is nirakar, formless, and some of them just focus on the light. There are certain sects in today's day that they just focus on a little light. And that's their meditation. There is no mantra, there is no regulations, just focusing on the mind. And Paramatma is in everyone's heart. This is the Mayavadi philosophy, that Mayavadi sannyasis address each other as Namo Narayana. Arthat, there is Narayana in you, Narayana in me, and maybe we will become Narayana one day. This is their understanding. And Bhagwan, he is light, he is in everybody's heart, and he has a form. This is the belief of jnanis. But there is no fixed faith in the Supreme. No faith for devotional service. And knowledge is needed, jnan is needed to understand bhakti, a true sadhana, and bhakti marg. And how do we do that? By practicing under the guidance of senior devotees. When we have any questions, we run to senior devotees. We run to Mother Guru Padma Charan. We run to Kripamaya Prabhu. We run to exalted devotees because they have achieved that and we can get something from them. Thank you, Prabhuji. And when our senses are not in our control due to various reasons, we become very miserable. About 6 years ago, I became very miserable. I was very angry. I was very disappointed. I was just... Shri Radha Gokul Nand ki jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. I was very angry. And the reason of my anger, my frustration, my disappointed in life was that Vrajanath Prabhu left his body. Just immediately, there was nothing wrong. A day before we went to the temple, took darshan in Vrindavan. Next day, in the morning, he got up and he said, not feeling a bit well, took him to the doctor. Within 3 hours, he left. And that blew my mind up. I didn't know how to deal with it. I came back from India and I was one angry person. It's taken me all these years to come face to face to my anarthas. I was angry, I became unapproachable, I was frustrated. But then His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj came to my house. I mean, externally I appeared calm, but internally I was in a terrible turmoil. And His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj gave me instructions. He said, Leela, you read prayers of Queen Kunti and passing away of Bhishma Dev every single day. And I took that. And that became my bed night cookies. Right? Before going to bed, I would read that. And it took me almost a year for the penny to drop in my head. And Maharaj said that when you realize that, you come and tell me. And it took me a whole year. I kept reading, kept reading, kept reading. And the penny dropped. And you know what was the penny that dropped? The question came in my mind, how? How? Because we all know passing of Bhishma Dev, right? We all know the story. We all know about Mother Kunti. But on a deeper level, I never asked the question, how? How Bhishma Dev, living in a palace, living among Kauravas, living in such a volatile political arena, how did he control his senses that at the time of his leaving this world, he could order Krishna that until I leave, you don't go. And I don't want to see you in this form. I would like to see you in the form of four-handed Narayan form. And from Mother Kunti, how did she do it? All the calamities after calamities, how did she do? What was that point? Because her mind was in her control. When I told Maharaj about this, Maharaj said, yes, they were Krishna conscious. And that's why Srila Prabhupada says that forget about everything, just become Krishna conscious. So if we become Krishna conscious, then our mind will be in our control. We might not be able to control it fully, but we will have this jnana that if something is not right, we will be able to rectify it. And these devotees who are exalted, what to speak of them? When they have achieved this devotional service, they have achieved this jnana, knowledge, and all that mixed becomes like condensed kheer, condensed milk. And these are the devotees can help us shape our lives. I will stop here because I have to speak a little bit about Sri Sri Radha Kund today as well. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Puran ki jai. So the essence of this chapter is association of exalted devotees and carry on our sadhana. We are all at the neophyte stage, but by help of these devotees we can progress further. Hare Krishna, everybody. Hare Krishna. I hope that would help me particularly and everybody. Hare Krishna. Okay, I'm rushing a bit. We've got very short time. But today I was asked to talk about Radha Kund as well. So here we go, two in one. I just hope that I had to speak on one, but we have got very little time. I will rush again. But Sri Sri Radha Kund ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Kund Mahima ki jai. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Nanamoha, Shyamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardha, Kalindi Jamuna Jaya, जय महाव श्री राधा कुंड की जय. ओके सो वी ऑल नो द हिस्ट्री हाउ राधा कुंड अपीयर्ड एंड टुडे इज द डे. Most of the Kartik, I am there on this day, and I feel the separation today. I feel great separation. And this is first Kartik in many, many years. I'm here today. Bhaktivedanta Manor is a dham as well. But I miss Radhakund. I miss Vrindavan. I miss Brijvasis. So what is Radha Kund? Radha Kund is a liquid form of Srimati Radharani. Yeah. She's the liquid form of Radharani. Radha Kund is liquid form of Radharani. And Radha Kund is the crown jewel of the whole Brajmandal. Because it's stated in the Shastra. And Nectar of Instructions, verse 9, explains that Vaikuntha is the highest in the whole universe. But higher than Vaikuntha is Mathura. Why? Because Sri Krishna appeared there. And higher than Mathura is Sri Vrindavan Dham, because Krishna performed Rasa Leela there. And many pastimes there. And higher than Vrindavan is Govardhan. Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Why? Because Radha and Krishna performed unlimited pastimes there. Unlimited. Various places, it was their meeting place. They would meet. They would hide. They would hide in the kandaras of Giriraj. When Krishna's dhoti would come out, he would run in this kandara, and Giriraj would help him to put that dhoti. So lot of pastimes in Giriraj. And higher than Giriraj is Sri Radha Kund ki jai. Krishna Das Kaviraj says that Radha Rani is Mahima Madhuri. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Radha Rani is Mahima Madhuri. Radha Rani is Mahima Madhuri and Radha Kund is Madhuri. Radha Rani is the Mahima, the essence of Madhuri. And Radha Kund is Madhuri itself. Madhuri is sweet, sweetness, the condensed sweetness. And again, there is no difference between Radharani and Radhakund. And how is that? Rupa Goswami explains this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are five stages of Rati, five stages of Rasa. And Rupa Goswami says that these rasas means rati. So the first one is neutrality, is shantarati. What is it? Shantarati. And the second one is of a servitor. And what is that? That is dasyarati. And the third is a mood of friendship. And what is that? Sakyarati. And the fourth one is the mood of parental love to Krishna. And which one is that? Vatsalya. Please speak up, because you're soon going to have nice breakfast. So, and the topmost is the mood of conjugal love. And which one is that? Madhuryarati. So Santarati have got two qualities. One is Trishna Tyag which is no material desire. Devotee in the Shantarati Rasat, they have overcome this material desire. So that's one. And the second one is Krishna Nishtha, firm faith in Krishna. But that Rati is awe and reverence. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I bow down to Him. But there is no service. They don't have service attitude. Their mind is that Lord belongs to everyone. And I'm only a minute living entity. That's in the Shantarati. And Dasyarati has got these two plus two more. So in Dasyarati, there are four qualities. And which are they? Extreme possessiveness and active service. They are extremely possessive about the Lord. And there's active service. And who is this personality? Hanumanji. He is extremely possessive that Lord is mine only. And that's why when Mother Sita used to put sindoor in her part, in the hair part, when he saw and asked Mother Sita, when Mother Sita said that if I put this, Ram would love me more and I am Ram's, he went and he put sindoor all over his body. Extreme possessiveness and service attitude. How did Hanumanji serve Lord Ram? We cannot even describe. We have to go to Ramayana about that. Now we come to Sakhyaras. So Sakhyaras has above four. And feeling of equality. One more. Sakhyaras has got above four. And which are they? Firm faith, Nishtha, extreme possessiveness, service attitude, plus the sense of equality. Because when they are in friendship, they don't care about offending Krishna, do they? Krishna's friends would steal whatever Krishna had, or take a rasgulla from his mouth and eat, or give him their eaten prasad food. So there is equality. Now fourth one is Vatsalyarati. Vatsalyarati has got above five plus two. And which are they? They are palan poshan. That is taking care of Krishna. How does Mother Yashoda take care of Krishna? She won't let anything harm Krishna. How does every mother take care of their children? So palan poshan and tadan bratha means chastising, running after Krishna with a stick. That can only happen in Vatsalya Ras. Mother Yashoda never saw him as Supreme Lord. At Brahman Ghat, when he showed the universal form, Mother Yashoda went like that. And Krishna said to Yogamaya, no, I don't want my mother to even feel a tinge that I am the Lord, because I want to enjoy that chastisement. And the top one is Madhuryarati, which is total surrendered. Atma Samarpanam, total, which is Srimati Radharani. She's totally surrendered to Krishna. There is nothing that she wants for herself. That's why it says that Mahabhava Shiromani Sri Radharani, she makes Krishna happy. Mahabhava Shiromani, she makes Krishna happy. And Radharani is Krishna's Haladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. And this Haladini Shakti has got two parts. bit confusing, but it took me a long time to really understand this. This Haladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, has got two parts. And which are they? One is called Amurtha. Amurtha means has no external manifestation of form. You can feel but cannot see. That is called Bhakti Shakti. That is Amurtha. That is one part of Radharani. Can we see Bhakti? Can we see Bhakti in anybody? But we can feel that this person is a devotee of the Lord. So Amurtha, we cannot see, but you can feel. And here, from Shraddha to Prem to Mahabhav, that can manifest in one's heart. But one cannot see. One cannot see the depth of somebody's devotion. But we can feel from their behavior, their attitude, their etiquette, and their dealings with other devotees. And Murtha has two parts. It can be seen and it can be felt. And first is Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhika. That is one part of Radharani. We can see her. We can see Radharani, isn't it? And we can feel Radharani. When we go near her, we can feel that love for her. We can see Radharani. Yes, and she can be seen and she can be felt. So she is the Vrishabhanu Nandini Radharani. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj says that Mahabhava Swarupatam Krishna Prema Vidaya Variyate Prema Bhakti Pradayate Devi Radhikaye Namo Namaha. So we can offer, that's another part, that she accepts our prayers. She is more kinder than Krishna. That's why in Braj they say that if you want to go to Braj, pray to Radharani. Last year when I was in Vrindavan and I went to Radhakund, and there first time I heard this, and I was told, I stayed in Radhakund first time ever. And I was told that you come to Braj by the invitation of Radharani. You can only enter Braj if she invites you. But to stay a night in Radhakund, Radharani considers one to be hers, you to be hers. She becomes possessive of you. So that is the mercy of Radharani. And Krishna is bewildered by the love Radharani has for him. So he surrenders onto her. And he prays to Radharani. Radhikaya Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath. That Radharani is my guru and I am her Shishya. And this confirms, earlier I said there are two parts of Radharani. One is Radharani, which we can see and feel, and other is Radhakund, which we can see and feel. So there are two parts of Radharani. And Krishna prays to Radharani, Radhikaya Prema Guru Ami Shishyanath. I am the Shishya of Radharani. So even Krishna bows down to the lotus feet of Radharani. And Radhakund, what to speak of Radhakund? You know, I feel so insignificant. I feel so insignificant that just by thinking about Radhakund, I feel cold. There in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a lot of written about Radha Kund. When we go to Radha Kund, so many devotees, exalted devotees, when they talk about this, you just are mesmerized. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, chapter 18, verse 10 and 11, speaks about this. And this is Bhakti Gyan. This is Bhakti Gyan. I'm not going to say all that because we are really running out of time. And in that chapter 10 and 11, it says that if one takes bath once in Radha Kund, Krishna will give that person love of Radharani that he feels. So that is the glory of Radha Kund. And when Radharani goes in her man, what does Krishna do when Radharani stops speaking to Krishna? When Krishna is under stress, he goes to Radha Kund and he prays to Radha Kund so that Radharani would forgive him. And this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. So today is the day when Radha Kund appeared. And if we pray to Srimati Radharani, if we pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we pray to Radha Kund to give us one bund, one small bund of that prem that a jiva needs to achieve this bhakti that we are trying to achieve. And I thank Srila Prabhupada, and we feel indebted life after life after life for giving me shed of this path. Shri Shri Radha Kund ki jai, Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Samved Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to assembled devotees. Panchakalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhubhyo vach patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.